Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I think we are back. Just had a little, yeah, there we are. We're back. I was wondering what had happened here, Dave. I heard the mic. Okay, so that's when you have an FHA. Appraiser, that appraiser can also be that inspector for you too. Now, if you still wish to have a house doctor, then of course you can do that. But again, if you're going on the FHA, save yourself about $350. You don't have to worry about that, okay? So, want to keep going. Questions of most concerns that borrower has and get confused on the answers. Okay. Collection. Does FHA requires collections to be paid off in order for me to qualify? Okay. Accounts that will total up to $2,000 or greater, the debt must be paid or settled prior to funding. The monthly payment should not exceed your debt ratio if the debt is being repaid back on a payment plan. If the debt has been settled, then documentation from the settlement must be provided for the underwriter to be able to include that as part of the documentation of a loan and help her to determine your debt ratio. Let me say this again. If collections is on my credit reports and it totals up to $2,000 or maybe more or less, does these collections, even though they may be all back in the past 2-3 years old, I ain't paid on it in a long time. Do I have to pay it? Answer to that question is any collections, whether you're paying it or not, is being calculated into your debt ratio. The standard debt ratio is the standard of the industry set forth by HUD, which is 24 over 36. It is a fraction. What do that mean? That means that 24% of your income, your monthly income, is being used for the current debt that you have, adding on the new debt, which will be your mortgage payment. Your new debt must not supersede 36%. That's where 24 over 36 come into play. Okay? And that's the standard for all banks, credit unions, and was set up by HUD. When you get into under residential, into the non-conforming market, then the non-conforming market, your debt ratio factor is a little higher. But under government programs, your debt ratio factor is indeed 24 over 36. Okay? So if you have collections at 2,000 and they all total up to that point, HUD wants to see that that debt has been paid, that you have made certain settlements on that debt. So you may have to went back 3-4 years back, come up with a settlement with these five different debtors that you had, but be able to provide proof that you paid a settlement on it, okay? If there's a payment plan being made on the debt or other debt, some have been settled, some have been paid, now you're on a payment plan on some others, then you must provide the documentation of proof that you have made payments on these payment plans. This payment plan will be calculated into your debt ratio and should not supersede 36% of your monthly income. Are you with me? Or am I by myself? I heard a wise man say. Okay? That is how that is calculated. Got to move on because we got plenty of information here. Flipping. Flipping property. Flipping property owners to sell to me. Can I still qualify for a FHA loan if I purchase a property from a seller that was flipped to that particular seller? Okay. Really interesting. FHA defines the seller's date of acquisition, meaning when he got the property, as the date the seller acquires . So again, you can get a certified counselor with the number 800-569-4287. And again, the website that I just gave to you, which is a long site, but I give it to you one more time, www.hud.gov/office/hsg/sfh/hcc/hcs.cfm. And you will speak to a certified counselor and get your certification. The certified counselor is a good thing, and what they do is they help you to understand and to set a budget. A lot of times people don't know. A lot of times people do not know. So don't be offended if you're one of the people that do budget structure and do it so well. But because you have so many people that do not know how to do budget structures and do not structure it that well, okay? So it helps them to understand that. Helps them to know about reserve funds. It helps them because under HUD guidelines, you are supposed to be able to have 6 months in reserve of the mortgage payment, okay? That promissory note payment, you need 6 months in reserve, okay? That's your reserve funds. That's why you have to produce 6 months of your mortgage statement. I mean, not mortgage statement, of your bank statements. So before you even apply for a HUD loan, a FHA loan, you must know that you need to have at least 6 months of the mortgage reserve there. Now, okay, you say, well, Ricky, how am I know this? Okay, you would know what you'll qualify for, or you'll find out through a mortgage broker or through a bank or what you'll qualify for. Okay, you're going to qualify for a loan of $150,000, Mr. and Mrs. Brown, okay? You got to figure that the loan for $150,000, you know what your credit scores are. Come on now. So you know, so then too, with everything being so great now, you can even go online and you can type in the sell price, type in the 30 years, and you can get an estimate of what your payments would be. Okay, all right. And you can talk to the realtor to know what the tax structure is in that area, so you know what your escrow will be. So you know what you, that your escrow is a non-interest-bearing account that consists of your taxes and your insurance there, okay? I've already told you that you pay the first year in advance, so you're always a year ahead on your homeowner's insurance. Isn't that wonderful? Man, that is so wonderful. So what you have here, you'll be able to determine how much money that you need in reserve to qualify under FHA. So you won't get an FHA loan if all you got is earnings money down, and then you got maybe about $100, $125 in the bank. But you meet all the other criteria, you won't qualify for the loan because you don't have no reserve. They want FHA wants to see 6 months reserve and there it is, and some additional funding there. This is where the bank of mom and dad can help you out at too, okay? I'm just telling you. You won't see that on the internet. No one is going to tell you that but a mortgage broker, okay? If you have a good relationship with a banker, your loan professional at that bank will give you that information just as well, okay? So if you want to do that loan for $150,000, you got to figure that your payments will probably be about $850 just to keep things on a fair point, okay? So take that amount, time it by six. That's the money that you need to have at least in one of your accounts. And then at least try to have about another $3,000 or $4,000 over that for unexpected things to take place. And because unexpected things do happen, they certainly do. So you never know what could happen. You get a shortage in 30 days and your air conditioner can go out on you. Even though it was inspected by the house doctor and everything else, it can go out on you. Mine did. After acquiring the house 30 days. It's a man-made machine. No one can guarantee you that this is going to work for a long, long time. Things do happen. So this is why you need that revenue source to be able to help you if something like that were to happen, okay? So that's what FHA will require you to have, 6 months in reserve and a little over for unexpected things. FHA is probably one of the greatest loans program out here today. They can help people with scores of 500, 520, 530. But they changed that structure just a little bit for single-family homes and 1 to 4 units. They changed their structure just a little bit. So if you don't have a 580 score, then you cannot get that 3.5% down. You'll get that 5% down. But again, you can receive a gift. Isn't that something? You can receive a gift. So even if you miss the 3.5 because you got a 550 credit score, but you still got the FHA loan, but the bank of mom and dad is going to gift you 2%. So you still got your, guess what? You still got your 3.5% plus closing costs to make the deal. But now I'm going to give you something else added on there that's a bonus plus factor for you too. So you can know as an educated consumer, the best customer. You're going to receive a tax credit at the table. So your required down payment, you're going to get some money back. Isn't that something? You're going to get some money back. Because you're going to get a tax credit. Your local mortgage broker will calculate that figure up for you and will present that to you. It does not mean that you minus that out of what you need to go to the closing table. It doesn't work like that. You still must bring that required percentage amount to the table. Your mortgage broker will give you that percentage and dollar amount. Your loan professional should be able to do the same thing, your loan officer, okay? But you'll get a tax credit back. A lot of times, and some loan officers don't tell you this, but you will get a tax credit back. So you get some of that money back, okay, that you have to bring to the table. You cannot beat FHA. Now I'm going to tell you something else, too. If anything were to happen where you default on the loan, your spouse died, your job downsized, cut your income by 50% or 70% in half. Now you got to go get a second job somewhere, maybe doing security or whatever it could be, okay? Maybe it's Uber, okay, or Lyft. You now have fell behind on your loan. In the state of Illinois, after 3 months, even though you start getting some default letters coming to the house, you are still not in foreclosure until the 6th month in the state of Illinois. Every state is different. If you're in Alabama, they can foreclose on you in 3 months. Boom, shebang, shepow, you're out the house, okay? It's different. Know your state. Since we're speaking worldwide, know your state. In Illinois, 6 months constitute a default of the loan, in which attorney fees can be added, okay? And also, in that time frame, over that 6 month period, a prorate of interest per diem per day is attached to that loan, okay? That's your interest that you're paying for the month, divided up in that month's number time, whether it's 29 days in February or 30 days or 31 days, and you will come up with the per diem, okay? Or just ask your lender or servicer for the per diem, okay? That has also been attached, along with foreclosure fees. Under FHA, FHA do not scrutinize the servicer's fee. In other words, FHA don't say, whoa, servicer, what the hell is this? What is this fee for? FHA does not do that. Whatever the servicer puts down, FHA accepts that as their fee. In other words, they take the word, okay? So you can find very high fees under FHA. I just want you to know this. But one thing that you have a secure on is that under FHA, that's why you have the FHA number, FHA guarantee you a workout program to be presented to you. Do not let the servicer play games with you by telling you we have to contact the investor to see will the investor allows you a workout program. Under FHA guidelines and rules, FHA will provide you a workout program, period. Now understand this. Here comes the reality of life. If you do not have an income coming in, it has come to a halt. You got zero. You don't see no future at this time for income to come in at all, not even Uber. I know, by the way, most lenders don't use Uber as an income, but I'm going to tell you how you can use Uber, too, if you're in foreclosure. I'm going to tell you that because that's a self-employment job, and you identify that job for what it is, a self-employment job.